Types of anxiety in daily life. Anxiety comes in various forms due to life's uncertainties and challenges. It can make us feel afraid or nervous in different ways. These feelings can be categorized into three main types: fear of significant world-altering events, constant worry about the consequences of our decisions, and the suffering, both physical and emotional, that can make us feel isolated. The fear of major events stems from observing how delicate our world systems are. Reports about worsening environmental conditions, racial injustice, and declining trust in important institutions remind us that significant problems can unexpectedly disrupt our lives. It feels like standing on the brink of profound change that could uncover hidden truths, but also bring devastation. Manage fear and anxiety in everyday life. Our daily choices often lead to worries about outcomes, creating a constant anxiety that makes us doubt ourselves and feel stuck. It feels like carrying a heavy burden that leaves us exposed and vulnerable. For some people, fear is closely tied to pain, making them feel isolated as they struggle with concerns that others might not understand, like everyday worries. Finding relief from this pain is difficult, with only brief distractions offering some respite. Facing these fears and living well despite them is a significant challenge. It involves facing through life where fear and reality often collide, testing our resilience daily. It's not about eliminating fear entirely, but rather learning to coexist with it. This journey includes personal growth, deeper self-understanding, and finding moments of peace amidst the turmoil. Community over control in dealing with anxiety. During tough times when anxiety and fear overwhelm us, a common saying advises, "You can only control how you react." This suggests that we can choose our responses even when things get hard. But sometimes, we feel completely overwhelmed and out of control, like we're being swept away by what's happening. Admitting, "I've lost control, this is too much for me," isn't just sharing a vulnerable moment, it's a big step. It's acknowledging our human limits and recognizing that some challenges are too big to handle alone. This isn't giving up, it's courageously facing reality and seeking assistance. When everything seems to be falling apart and the world feels like it's crumbling around us, reaching out for help becomes a beacon of hope. It's not about shirking responsibilities. It's about understanding that some situations are beyond our control, and it's okay to seek support. Life's challenges. Seeking connection and support. Life can change rapidly, stripping away our sense of control and leaving us feeling adrift. When someone tells us to simply control your reaction, it often feels inadequate in the face of our deep emotions. In times like these, we yearn for a sign, for assistance, to remind us that we're not alone in facing these difficulties. These tough experiences prompt us to reflect on why we hesitate to ask for help, fearing it might show weakness. Instead, it encourages us to reach out, to share our troubles, not just to receive help, but to forge connections based on understanding and shared experiences. Dealing with life's challenges involves accepting our circumstances, seeking support, and recognizing that vulnerability is a normal part of the human experience. It reminds us that during difficult times, we have the opportunity to connect with others, extend a hand, and draw strength not only from within ourselves, but from others going through their storms. It's important to care for ourselves while helping others. In our busy lives, we often prioritize the needs of our loved ones over our own. This can cause us to lose sight of our own identity and ambitions. While caring for others, especially when they are dependent on us due to age or health issues, is crucial, we must not forget about our dreams and desires. There's a wise idea, influenced by spiritual teachings and thinkers like Thomas Merton, that our life's purpose isn't solely about helping others or simply existing. It's also about collaborating with a higher power to forge our unique path. This encourages us to acknowledge our own needs even as we care for others. In simpler terms, it's vital to take time for ourselves to rediscover who we are beyond our roles in others' lives. We shouldn't let our personal needs and aspirations fade away amid the responsibilities of caregiving. Our own happiness and peace are just as significant as those we care for. Self-care, finding balance and inner peace. Looking after ourselves doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as ensuring we rest enough, eat well, or have a good laugh regularly. Even small things like setting reminders to take breaks or do activities we enjoy can really help us stay connected to who we are. Balancing caring for others with looking after ourselves can be tricky. It's about understanding our values and allowing ourselves to fulfill our own needs. This balance helps us find peace inside ourselves amidst life's pressures, so we can stay true to who we are while supporting those around us. Taking care of ourselves isn't selfish. We must be able to give our best to others. This journey of self-care and discovery is vital, not just for our own happiness, but also to be able to fully connect with and help our loved ones. Courage and change enhances life. Life can be tough, especially with daily worries that never seem to go away. It feels like trying to push a massive rock uphill, only for it to roll back down each time. The Bible, in Isaiah 43:19, talks about finding new ways and hope even in tough times, like being stuck in a desert. But making changes in our lives to be better or different is hard. It's like going in circles, trying hard, and then getting knocked back by life's challenges. Making a big change can feel overwhelming, reminding us of past failures and the things about ourselves we struggle to fix. Instead of looking for one big solution, taking small steps can be more manageable. It's about showing up, facing our fears bit by bit, and persevering even when it's really tough. Develop confidence through small steps. Even when we're afraid, just choosing to attempt can have a significant impact. Every little action and every attempt we make contributes to our increased confidence. It shows us that we can keep moving forward in the face of adversity. A prayer that accompanies this concept asks for strength to give us the fortitude to keep trying and make those crucial little steps ahead, rather than for everything to be simple. This concept has to do with being ready. It entails admitting our fears and past failures, while being open to the possibility of success by declaring, "I'm ready to try again." Being prepared does not entail making drastic adjustments or achieving perfection instantly. It all comes down to having some optimism for each day, thinking that things may get better gradually, and appreciating the significance of every effort we make, no matter how tiny. This kind of thinking does not guarantee that all of our issues will be resolved swiftly or simply. Rather, it demonstrates the value of attempting. It inspires us to start small, persevere through difficulties, and recognize and appreciate the little successes we have along the road. Face tough times and finding calm. During difficult moments or sudden heartbreaking events, time seems to stretch out, making each moment harder to endure. These times reveal our vulnerability, showing that innocence or goodness doesn't shield us from life's uncertainties. English writer T.H. White discussed how these challenges make us confront our lack of control. When we feel powerless, many people find solace in prayer. This isn't about asking for a quick fix, but seeking peace, understanding, and help to calm down when everything feels overwhelming. Fear is at the center of this type of prayer. It's about acknowledging how scared we feel, sensing that fear physically, and wishing it would go away. Instead of seeking a direct answer, it's more about wanting someone to be there for us in our pain, giving us a glimmer of hope. This prayer asks for peace amid chaos, a respite from fear while we wait for better days. Find control through breathing and prayer. Focusing on our breathing can help us feel more in charge. When we pay attention to our breath, taking slow and steady breaths, it can calm our minds and bodies. This connection between our spiritual and physical selves reminds us of our strength, even when we're frightened. These prayers and exercises don't promise to solve all our problems, but they do offer ways to cope, through prayer for those who find comfort in it, and through breathing techniques to find peace and stability. It's about facing tough times with hope and finding ways to hold on until things improve. Key points. 1. Anxiety manifests in fears of major events, constant worry over decisions, and the isolating impact of suffering. 2. Managing anxiety means accepting fear while striving for personal growth and resilience. 3. Seeking control in tough times often means admitting vulnerability and seeking support. 4. Balancing caregiving with self-care is crucial for personal happiness and effective support of others. 5. Small steps toward change build confidence and resilience in facing life's challenges. 6. Prayer and breathing techniques offer tools to find peace and stability amid uncertainty. 7. To handle difficult times with optimism, it is helpful to adopt vulnerability and seek out connection.